This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You heard the man. Let's football Friday it up. 713-572-4610. The number of the text. And call. You know what? Let's do it. It's a football Friday. We're headed into a wild card weekend. For the first time in Texas history, you have an opportunity to get a win on the road in the playoffs. For the first time in the C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryan's era, you are a favorite in the wild card game. It's one of those things that we were talking about yesterday, I think off air, that just feels weird. So I just kind of want to do a vibe check. How are we feeling heading into wild card weekend?
It's the first time they've been a wild card team.
Yeah, that's a great point as well.
First time they started off on the road.
Yeah. You know what? I love this. A vibe check.
It's, yeah, man, how we feeling?
Football Friday, because there's, as the boys were talking about, Payne and Pendergast, you know, there's a lot of people in the Pittsburgh area, a lot of people nationally are like, you know, Pittsburgh might.
It's been really weird to me.
And with good reason, you know, they have the good rush-ins. They got Tomlin. You know, it's Pittsburgh. It's Monday night. It's all that stuff. So are you concerned? Are you confident? Are you nervous? 713-572-4610. Let's open up those phone lines, man. In the meantime, you know, and we're going to have B. Scott joining us.
As always
on a Friday. He was in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yesterday. So he's going to give us a good vibe check on where they stand. But what about you and Figgy? What about you?
I'm feeling good about this game. Speaking of the open locker room and B. Scott, our guy in the room, hearing from Kamari Lassiter was cool.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? Not doing my job well enough. I'll raise my hand. I should have gotten some of the audio clips of this as opposed to like the full. You want to run it?
He's got.
It's pretty long here.
No, well, the first part is the best part.
Okay,
so I'll tell you when to stop. But he was asked about ramping up.
Yes,
for the playoffs.
Wait, hold on. Let me get it.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, he was asked about ramping up for so the vibe was definitely different in the locker room, even though it's all about, hey, we just want to win one game and all that stuff. I thought Lassiter.
You've been on that. You're like, you've been getting on D'Amico for saying, keeping his feet or being cognizant of where his feet are, not thinking ahead.
I understand it. I accept it. But it's human nature. In case he's worried, is this AA? In case he's worried, I accept it.
You're just accepting the things that you cannot change. Is that what's happening right D'Amico. Now?
I can accept that. I understand it. I accept it. But human nature, it's impossible not to think, hey, We're 9 in a row. We're in the playoffs. What if we make a little run here? So that's why where I am with that. But this is what Lassiter said.
Last Sunday. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, sir.
We talked a lot about your intensity. Does it go up even more in the playoffs, or is it just kind of the same thing each week?
I feel like you try and be even keel every week, but naturally, like as a competitor, as a ball player, like I feel like my mental just goes to a different level because I just know there's more at stake. Like, you know, we lose this game, everyone's going home. So you just kind of put more on the line, but automatically, like we're always in that mode.
Does it get it, if you've been in a couple national championship games, does it get more difficult to maintain the emotions as it goes on, as you've had a taste of it, or is it, does it become easier?
I feel like that comes with maturity. You know, when you first get in, like whenever I first got in the league, I was very emotional all the time, you know, after every play, good or bad, you know, just because I wanted to just but now I'm getting to the point where it's just like next play mentality all the time, good, bad. So I feel like I've been learning to control my emotions more while still having them.
Does it feel like this is like your style of game, like just the Steelers, really tough run game, they like to extend it with the short passing game, you know, it's cold playoffs. Does it just kind of feel like a your style of game?
I feel like every game is my style of game, but this game for sure, like, you know, it's going to be a physical brand of football on both sides. Smash my football. I mean, they're coached very well. We're coached very well. It's going to be dog on dog. Who wants to eat more?
All right, that's probably good. But level. But at the beginning, he kind of said, yeah. There's more to it. You don't win, you're going home. You know, so they get it.
But
they understand it.
That's the thing. They're very businesslike about this. There's a level of expectation in here, and it's not the expectation that's giddy. It is a very workman, a very level expectation of themselves and of what they're here to do. In fact, you didn't hear it there, but later on, Kamari was talking about the idea that, nah, he ain't need rest, but it was kind of forced upon him. He understands that sometimes it's about, you know, protecting you from yourself, but he's like, no, I don't need it. That, knowing that he's going to be there, knowing that he's going to bring that same intensity, and knowing that that's just a microcosm of what that team is, dude, I am so excited for this game, and not just excited in the watching of it. That's going to be fun from this side of it.
And vibe check, even the text board, I know we're getting some callers in, 713-572-4610. All the emotions in three consecutive texts here. I'm a level of nervous that is not good for my health, LOL. We cannot let this run go to waste. Next
Very
one.
Fair and correct.
Very fair and correct. Next one. My vibe is in the middle, just in case of disappointment. And then, it's not the next one, but down the road, is feeling confident AF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, I mean, you forgot the other one that just said, I believe. Which, you remember the day in which, was that after the Baltimore, or not the Baltimore, the Buffalo game, rather, where I was like, do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like there was a moment where, okay, for everybody, there had to be a moment where there was a turn, and I see the vision here.
Yeah.
And this is, I think that's what the expectation I'm talking about, is that they've held steady to that vision, and they believe in it. they really and truly believe in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is every level. Can you blame anybody that's on a different level besides the just confident AF?
Yeah,
right.
I can't blame them.
The disappointment feels like that's a historical case, right? That is, I have rocked with these Texans and I've been in these places to where I started to believe and it bit me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I understand that being the case. I don't know that I'm there. Let's see how Ray feels. Let's go to the phone lines. Ray, what's the vibe? What's your vibe going into this wild card weekend?
Man, my brother's a Pittsburgh fan, of course, and I'm a Texan fan. I was already feeling a little unsettled until I heard that J.J. Watt thing a little while ago. Now I'm really feeling bad. I'm feeling like we have that members only jacket, like when we went to New England.
So members only.
Well, whatever it was that they purchased some jacket or whatever and went to New England and fell on their face. So I know that was a different team, different coach and everything. The only thing I have problem with the Texans is this. They recognize what their problems are, but they won't address them. They recognize that they have problems in the red zone, but they won't address it. They recognize that they don't have a great running game. They won't address it. They recognize that we get beat on big plays, but they won't address it. They just they paste over it and they just say, "Well, we'll do better." That doesn't fix anything.
That's
so
not a bad point.
I want somebody to recognize it and then at least attempt to fix it. I don't care about losing. Losing is not a problem for me, but I want them to at least give it their all, which means you do over and above on the problems, not the things that you do good. Our quarterback is great, but the problem is he's soft.
Appreciate you, Ray. So the vibe there is a little more tenuous.
Yeah,
I will say because you said that's a good point. Ray making the point there that he feels like the Texans recognize their weaknesses and they won't address them. And I'd like to counter that assertion. I think they recognize their problems. They're just addressing them differently than I think a large majority of people would like them to address them
differently and with mixed results.
What are the things that he made mention of there, right? The deep plays. Mm-hmm. I think that is, I can look at that and say, how do you paper over everything? I think that there's an acknowledgement in a salary cap sport that you are not going to get everything in one package. You're going to have some give and take, and everybody has weaknesses to some degree. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the Texans and that being their weakness, the opportunity and maybe deep shots happening here and there, I think that I feel confident about their ability to mitigate that because they have the pass rush. They have the ability to stop the run. They have oftentimes the circumstances where if you're going to take a shot, it's not like you're taking shots constantly.
Yeah.
You get a couple of them. You get a couple of free shot vouchers, and if they work, good for you. But oftentimes, it's locked down outside of that.
Yeah.
I think that is more that is the nature of the game. I think the running game thing they have tried to address it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Joe Mixon makes this a little dicey. What did they know? When did they know? That's something that we're not going to be able to litigate in this point in time.
Yeah.
But they brought in a young talent who is ending up being the bell carrier for you in those ways. The offensive line, it's gotten better. They got in big bodies. They threw a whole bunch at it. Did they do it in the way that I wanted? Absolutely not. But can you say that they did not answer it, at least in part? I don't think you can say that. You've got to give them a little bit of credit with it, and it seems to work out just enough for the way that they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the final one in that moment? Oh, yes, when it comes to the red zone. That's the big question.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And they are trying to iterate as recently as, and I know people have fought me on this, I think that Tommy Togiai at fullback represented another attempt at trying to find a creative answer to that. You can give them some level of credit for the attempt in that way. And so, again, I think that they're trying different ways to answer it than maybe we would like at times.
I asked about the vibe check and didn't give my own. Mine, I kind of shared it with you and Sean before the show. It's, I guess technically it's maybe not giving enough credit or worried that I'm not giving enough credit to the Steelers because I'm confident in the Texans, but I'll compare it to when the Aggies played Miami, which we'll get to that game here in just a little bit. I'd watch Miami plenty, you know, from the Notre Dame game to other games. I knew they were good. I respected them. I really liked Tony. I really liked Bane. But I was kind of like, yeah, they're good, but I think the Aggies, you know, they'll handle up on Miami. Well, they didn't. That's kind of how I'm feeling. Like, I know Pittsburgh's strengths. I know that what Aaron Rodgers has been. I know what their rush ends are, and I'm just worried that maybe I'm like in that same vein where the Texans are going to win, but I'm kind of like, eh.
I think I go the other way. I think we've given them a lot of respect, maybe too much respect okay. in some of the ways. Let's go to the phone. Chad, I want a vibe check, brother. How are you feeling going into this wild card game?
I feel relaxed and calm about it.
All right.
No stress. I think that, well, see, me and my wife went to probably 3 or 4 of the open practices. And I told my wife, I've been watching Houston football since 1990. And I said, something just feels different this year. It really feels different. You know, I haven't never felt like this, whether it was the Oilers or the Texans. And I think they got a good chance to go as far as they want to go.
Appreciate you.
That's different.
That is different. Yeah. And I think I'm a lot more in line there mm-hmm. with this. I think also because this has been a year of adversity for this team. And they've stepped up and they've answered the call. I think that that's also a level of a different thing, right? There's something to be said for seeing some, like, let's say a vehicle or let's say a bridge that mm-hmm. you need to walk across. If you've seen a number of people of various different size and weights and compositions walking onto that bridge and you've seen it be tested,
yeah.
I have a lot more confidence walking out onto it. And that's kind of the way that I'm looking at this Texans team.
Yeah.
And it's been a challenge for me because there's mm-hmm. been instances where I've looked at the construction of this Texas team and been like, damn, this looks kind of rickety, don't it?
Yeah.
But it's held weight. It's been weight bearing. And I go into this game and this ain't the heaviest dude walking across this bridge mm-hmm. of the metaphor that I'm so much torturing in this moment.
All
so
right.
Yeah, I have a lot more calm and confidence walking into this.
Let's see one more vibe check here and keep them coming in. Axe, what's your vibe right now?
Man, my vibe is like a little kid on Christmas, man. I've been a diehard fan forever. You know, this isn't the same team. We're going in the playoffs on a hot streak for the first time ever. We were always rumbling, stumbling in the playoffs, hiccups in games we shouldn't have lost, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, man, we're actually on a big winning streak, and the Steelers are in because of a missed field goal. I don't get how people aren't stoked and vibed. It's ecstatic, man. I'm ready for this game, and I think H is up and melt some steel, baby.
All right. I like that.
Melt some steel.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah. Very
that
good.
Need to be the logo or something. Or some type of saying.
Melt some steel. There's something there. Yes. We just need to mind it a little bit, get it together. But I think there's something there. Yeah, the vibe is interestingly all over the place. Can I say one more thing when it comes to the vibe check? Because done a little bit of just a small bit of testing the waters with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised how much confidence they have over there, at least in a section of their fan base. There's people doing the you know, teams from down south coming up and playing in the 40-degree weather, and I feel like they don't understand who these Texans are.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that part. Well, over the course of the whole show, we can check in, text them in, the vibe as we get into the weekend.
Yeah. It's a Vibe Check Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I want to do a little college football talk, if you don't mind. We're in the midst of the semis. We got the first semi in the college football playoff, and boy, was it a doozy. I want to talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.